This is Fresh Air. Our rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of the new album called Cult Following. It's the second album by the American-born, Canadian-based musician Laurel Sprengelmeyer, who performs under the name Little Scream. She sings and plays guitar and keyboards. The album was produced by Richard Reed Perry of the band Arcade Fire.
Dark, dark, dancing in the void as you walk in. I can feel you there and my soul confides me like an angel. Don't tell me I'm a stranger.
Laurel Sprengelmeyer performs under the name Little Scream, and there is indeed little screaming, none that I can recall, on her new album, Cult Following. The music she's written casts a dreamy spell. She tends to sing in a confiding voice, as she did on the song that opened this review. Now listen to the beginning of The Kissing, the way it moves not from verse to chorus, but from verse to very different verse, shifting the tempo, switching the emphasis from guitar to keyboards and back again, turning it all into a braid of melodies.
Every disaster has a beautiful start. That night I left my shoes out in the rain. Now I would rather stop trying. Just came off like a jerk. You know, I never thought it would be me to leave someone out there in the lurch. So I called.
Operating primarily out of Montreal, Little Scream has made two albums with the collaboration of Richard Reed Perry of the Montreal band Arcade Fire as producer. The first, 2011's The Golden Record, was mostly a spare, stark album that captured something of what it must have been like to see Little Scream perform live during that period, which was often solo, on guitar and piano, with a microphone at her feet, which provided the percussion. The new album is a much more heavily produced affair, with occasional forays into pop music, as can be heard here, on a song that sounds to me influenced by Prince, a tune called Love as a Weapon. In addition to playing alongside a real rhythm section and the occasional saxophone, Little Scream also adds familiar voices other than her own to the mix, such as Sharon Van Etten, TV on the Radio's Kip Malone, and on this particular cut, Wishing Well with Mary Margaret O'Hara.
Put your sequins on tonight. You're just trying to shine through. You only made.
Laurel Sprengelmeyer has opened up the possibility that she intends the album title Cult Following to have more than one meaning. Not just a small, devoted fan base, but perhaps a reference to having been raised for part of her youth as a Jehovah's Witness, which she has referred to in an interview as a kind of Christian religious cult. References to prayer, devotion, heaven, even the devil or Satan pop up here and there, suggesting Little Scream's fascination with faith and its opposite still exerts a pull for her.
Love's shy, the devil smiles, come to see me again. He said, look, child, steady, while I take you in with my eyes. Well, he read my little mind and he replied, you're as vengeful as pretty. Now I beg you, little heaven from the skies. I'm sure it ends willing. I said, hello, heaven, I'll be hearing your prayer. I said,
Little Scream has a knack for striking images. I like her reference to a star in the sky as reminding her of a light on in an empty car. And her metaphor for a premonition is to say that she woke last night with a spark in my bones. She's a good writer. She's also a visual artist, a painter. Her music, rather than illustrating what we might assume to be biographical details, summons up an array of landscapes roiled by clouds of emotion, storms of fury, or the blue sky allure of tranquility. The music that results is a varied testament to desire and endurance.
Ken Tucker is critic at large at Yahoo TV. He reviewed Little Scream's new album called Cult Following. Tomorrow on Fresh Air.
I've got nothing. I'm a 52-year-old man, and I've got nothing. No wife, no kids. I have my second chance. I had it.
In the first episode of the new season of Marc Maron's IFC series Maron, Maron's character has become addicted to the oxy that he was taking for back pain. He's squandered his success, and he's living in a storage locker until an intervention gets him into rehab. I'll talk with Maron about the new season, addiction, and his 16 years of sobriety. I hope you'll join us. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our senior producer is Roberta Sherrock. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham. Our associate producer for online media is Molly C.V. Nesper. John Sheehan directed today's show. I'm Terry Gross.